from the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get
up. Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Happy to have the MRL Show family back together like a giant transformer. We have come back into form. Can we come in holding hands?
Let's do it. Come
All
on.
Right. Let's do it. Hang on.
We're going to walk in. Nobody can see us.
It's a state of mind, Loren.
Oh, my gosh. This is silly.
Hang on. Do we need to restart the open or do we... How do we do this?
This is so silly.
You're either in or out, or Roy and I'll just come in by ourselves without you, but we're a united front.
Listen, we're a united front. Like, if I'm overruled, I'm overruled. I'll do it.
Betty,
I just think this is silly.
Do we need to... Hang on, we need to... Hang on. Let's not just start it. Now, what if they won't hear us walk in, though, if we start the open?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So how are we going to do this open? By the way, you can tell we did not plan this out.
So the whole idea, by the way, goes back to because Kelly and Ryan hold hands on their show and they come out.
But it started with Kelly and Michael.
Right. Kelly and Michael did it. Then when Michael announced he was leaving, they stopped doing it, which is hilarious. So we said we should do it as a show where we come in holding hands. This is not for y'all on the radio. We're sorry. You're not. You'll have to go. But you'll have to go look at this.
This is more for Manny
than
anything.
This is more of a state. Lorena, for you and Roy and I, it's a state of mind.
I feel so close to you guys. Like, I could finish your sentence. Like, I don't feel like I need to walk in with you, but I will.
Lorraine, I mean, Nicole, also play the applause when we come in, okay?
The cheers and the... Yeah.
Okay, we need that on top of it, okay?
So silly. Okay.
All right, so now don't start it, though, until we start walking in. All right, so here we go. We're leaving the studio.
Now, what order are we going to walk
first?
Through the door?
I don't know.
Manny, Roy, Loren.
Yeah, because that's the...
Why has to be last?
Because your name's last. It's just
you want to change your name now? All right, we're out in the hallway.
Here we go. All right.
Okay.
Ready?
Go.
Hey, everyone. Yeah.
Oh, good job, guys.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you. Yes, that's how you start a show.
Okay.
Wasn't that fun? How'd that look, Nicole? What?
She said not great.
What did we do wrong? What wasn't great about it?
I don't think the audio was like...
Loud?
I was thrown off. No. I don't think I did my best pressing buttons.
Okay.
Well. Maybe we'll try it again another day.
Really? Says the girl who didn't want to do it?
I don't want to.
I think we do it every single day in the foreseeable future.
I think there's something to it coming in, holding hands.
And I wanted to kiss you both on the cheek. I didn't know I don't want to start kissing people.
Well, you know, I do the double. So if you're going to go in, you got to go all the way.
Oh, you know what I should have done? Pulled her chair out so Lorraine could sit down in the best chair.
Ryan does that for Kel.
Do it again. Run it back.
See? This is why I didn't want to do it. I knew you wouldn't fall on my chair.
All right. Maybe,
from the beginning.
Maybe we'll just film it. And you guys can go check it out at the MRL show. Two people are going to be curious about what that looks like.
That's nobody
me and
cares.
Roy. We're going to be the only two views.
Yeah.
Well, good to be back on the air today. Yesterday, we were wall-to-wall hurricane coverage. And after meeting with our management yesterday, apparently that's over. So that's good. Let's move on.
That's
just like that.
We're back to normal.
Florence is come and gone. And
only devastated the Carolinas. Our home state that we broadcast to. And there's some truth to that. Yeah, we got told to move on.
Well, you know, listen, we can talk about what we want, but... So how was your day yesterday, Loren?
It was okay. It was spent interviewing nannies.
So, yes, you have a... you're looking for a nanny. Hold on. Does anybody hear that?
You
hear like a hiss.
No.
Is it a higher pitch hiss?
Wait, just listen. Hold on. You don't hear that.
Oh, you're losing it. No. Well, I always hear little things all the time, but I think it's my headphones because I think they're breaking.
Yeah, maybe it's in your headphones.
My headphones are usually a lot cleaner than this.
Everything's, now it sounds strange.
Now it sounds strange to you, right?
Yeah.
Now it sounds
better.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe if we walk back in, not holding hands.
Yeah, you guys messed up the vibe in the room.
All right, here we go.
We'll do it from the beginning.
Yeah, no. Do it from the top. Okay, so yes, Loren, you are interviewing nannies.
Yes,
which is very difficult. I mean, Roy, I know firsthand. I've been blessed to have an awesome nanny since Dean was 3 months old, and she is there for us on these weird hours. And especially when Amanda goes out of town, I take Dean, and now I'll take Dean and Ruby to her house and not have to worry about that when Amanda's out of town.
Right.
She'll take them to school. She'll take Dean to school. She'll feed Ruby. It's a blessing. It's not that easy to find.
No, it's really not. And the most annoying thing is that I had somebody say, like, okay, yes, I will work for you. And then 12 hours before her first shift, she sent me a text message saying, hey, I won't be coming in tomorrow. I accepted another job. I'm like, you realize that you're supposed to be here in 12 hours, right? Like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, that's crap.
Tomorrow.
Move.
That was, it was very, 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 very unprofessional and very selfish.
I agree. So you let her know that through text message.
Yes, I did.
And then.
Because you found her on a website? No, or no?
Yeah, I found her through care.com.
So write an awful review.
Well, and.
She's already got a job, though.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's. Whatever.
You want to put her name? Let's just blast her.
No. But she knows who she is.
But here's the thing. You interviewed a bunch of people.
I did.
So that was the best of the bunch of people that you interviewed.
Yeah. And a lot of people came back and was like, hey, are you still interviewing? And I told those people, like, no, we've filled the position. So I got kind of, turned there.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It's just one of those things where people hear that 5 a.m. and they get scared. And I had a couple interviews yesterday for people to come and help us out. And they're going to come meet Cash today.
Great.
So.
I wonder why people get so scared, because every time I'm driving into work, I see people running.
Mm-hmm.
People are out.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing at 5 a.m. that you're busy?
Well, it's 5 a.m. It's 5 a.m. for you. It could be 4 a.m. for them. To get up,
right.
Get out, get to your place.
Sure, yeah.
And you would offer to have them sleep at your house.
We have a spare bedroom.
Yeah.
We have done overnights before. It's just, I just can't have, the most annoying thing for me, and I've already like updated my care profile to say, if you are not into 5 a.m., do not apply for this job, because I'm so sick of going through and wasting my time interviewing people, and people accept, and then last minute, are canceling because they're afraid of the time. Mm-hmm. Just don't, like, just.
Here we go. Call number 9-704-570. You get to
don't
become
the next
nanny.
That's
a contest.
Let's play Win Lorraine's Nanny Job.
I wish it
we
was that
did
easy.
You did this once, remember? You were going to give away a pacifier.
Yeah. Will you accept this pacifier?
Will you accept this pacifier?
Yes. I wish it was that easy. I feel like I've been dealing with this since April.
Well, yeah. And one day we'll talk about it, but I do not like what, and I'll say, listen, you have a better relationship with your nanny that you've had a long time now than I do, but I do not like what she did to you. That I think is so unprofessional.
Mm.
So, and that's my own thought.
I know.
So maybe one day we'll talk about that. I'm having this really weird sound in my ear, and it's very, very distracting. I don't. Can
How
you come
the,
listen?
Okay, fine. That's fine. Hang on. Let me
There's
put my,
so much movement let in the studio today.
And I blame Florence for this, by the way.
Hang on. Don't blame Florence.
I blame you guys for walking out of the studio and wanting to come back in.
Walking over.
Wait, hold on.
What do you mean walking?
I want to make sure I can still
so
hear it. Hold on.
Necessary.
Yeah, you have to be quiet.
All right.
It
All
sounds
right.
like it's a microphone picking up something. Listen.
All right, and I'm now listening to what, by the way, you hear something completely different from what I hear. Oh, yeah, there's a little hiss.
What is that? That never happened.
Well, you should have told him it was ringing in his ears. Yeah.
I'm more concerned about this is what you hear? We hear something completely different over there on the Ren, by
really?
The way.
Yeah.
What did you hear?
Go put my headphones.
Oh, my
now,
gosh.
Hang on, don't sit there and complain about how loud I am. Everyone knows I'm going deaf.
Oh, yeah,
the
youngest kid, the youngest kid on the show
Holy
has his
drum.
Volume yeah. up to nauseam.
See, you hear a very processed, but there is a little hiss I'm hearing.
It's much louder on mine, though, than it is on yours.
Yeah, but there is, I even hear the hiss over there, too. Now that I know what you're hearing
that doesn't usually happen, and I apologize, everybody, we're working out the technical kinks.
You know what it is? government
listening in. They could just turn on the radios, though. Wouldn't that be the easier way to do it?
Yeah. What are they going to tap the airwaves?
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Everyone's getting back to their own spots.
What do we do about it? We go home. That's what we do about it. Okay. We call it a day. Technical difficulties.
So dramatic.
Well, we have an engineer, but I don't think he just doesn't come on in for stuff like that. It has to be like an off-air thing.
Sounds like it's...
Oh, boy. Oh. Did you just get shocked or you catch a finger in there?
I pricked my finger.
Yeah.
Now Manny's pulling cords out of his microphone.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, because your microphone is off.
It might be the microphone making the noise. Hold on.
You, no one can hear him. You know, I got to jack it back up where you turn my audio down. I'm going deaf.
Wait, let me listen to hear this.
Can you do this during a commercial?
No, it's perfect.
All right, let's be silent. Trigger the off-air alarms. He's blowing it like he would blow like an old Nintendo and plugging it back in.
Did that work?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Hey, unplug it again.
What?
Unplug it. Unplug it one more time.
Does the show sound better with my mic off?
Yeah, it's his microphone.
Huh.
You hear it, right?
Yeah, it's gone.
Told you.
Yep.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's his microphone.
I'm the engineer now.
Are you going to use that other mic?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is so strange. Now you're having two microphones. I'm going to take a photo of this.
It's like a press conference.
To post on the Instagram. You now have two microphones in front of your face.
Yeah, it looks like a press conference.
I think I can see you better when you use that microphone. I think I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to stand. Hey, I'm going to announce that I'm retiring, like that football player who retired at halftime. Did you hear that story?
Yeah.
We'll tell you about that. Plus, we have a huge announcement for someone on the show. Big congratulations to somebody on the show who made a nice list here in Charlotte. We'll get into that.
I can't take you seriously when you got two microphones in your face.
Sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, and what else are we getting into? We got a... Five Sauce every hour. The whole Five Sauce experience is back.
Yeah, they are rescheduled for this Thursday, so we're going to be hooking you.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll tell you how
it's so amazing.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about the Five Sauce experience coming up in under 10 minutes. 5 seconds of summer fans. Don't go anywhere.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Hey, good news. Anthony sent a direct message and said, I'll still listen to y'all even though you don't talk about anything.
What is that?
True. Our entire first break was about absolutely nothing.
Yeah, our first whole segment of the MRL show was about us walking in holding hands like Kelly and Ryan and then my microphone problems. That was about it.
I don't know if Kelly and Ryan, though, would stop the show over microphone issues.
Mm-hmm. No, but...
they're professionals.
Speaking of professionals, we are professionals. We have a really cool prize to give away for everyone here who is listening and a Five Sauce fan. It's the ultimate Five Sauce experience, and it's happening 4 times a morning.
Yes, we're going to get you into the sound check, get you backstage to hang out with the boys and take us to the show. 5 seconds of summer. They're supposed to be here Sunday. They rescheduled to this Thursday at the PNC Pavilion.
Cool. So here's what we'll do. We'll do Loren's Dirty. Then right after the Dirty, you'll hear the sounder to be caller number 9 to win your ultimate sound check experience.
The sounder? What is the...
The sounder will be like...
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Just like that.
Touch tones, I believe, is what they used to call that back in radio. Touch tones.
Wait to hear the magic touch tones. All right. So 5 Sauce fans, hang out. It's going to come your way in less than 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
I feel like there's so much to get to today.
Well, you got plenty of time, so have at it.
Oh, great. Okay, so we've been pronouncing some names in Hollywood wrong this entire time. And Manny, you've got some audio for this, right?
Mind blown.
Okay, so, and I feel these people because my last name is very, like, pretty much 100% always mispronounced. But
And we'll talk about that at 7 this morning. Loren's going to give us the proper pronunciation of her name. Now, everybody knows that they call, I get Manny all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My last name is Manny. Mm-hmm. I use it on the air. People call me Manny.
Yes. But Chrissy Teigen is not actually Chrissy Teigen. She's Chrissy Teigen.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Teigen.
But that's not all.
No, Ariana Grande's name we've been saying wrong this whole time.
Really?
It's Grandy.
Will your professional name become Ariana Grande Davidson, or you'll just keep Ariana Grande?
I don't know. I feel like I'd like to eventually just be Ariana.
I mean, we can make the call
also,
right now.
Also, Grandy.
The next album will be entitled Ariana.
I have to keep Grandy because my grandpa, I think of him with everything I do, and he was so proud of our name. I should keep
Grandy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, and everyone calls Rihanna.
Yep.
But she calls herself Rihanna.
Very true. And, you know, I heard the whole Chrissy Teigen thing, and they talked about this on the red carpet at the Emmys last night. She confirmed the fact, obviously, that it is Teigen, and they called her Teigen. But other than that, I heard some other people in the media saying, she's never corrected us up until this point, so I feel like she's okay with both.
I will decide whatever Ellen says we should do, because Ellen always gives the correct pronunciation of her guests,
yep.
Including Camila Cabello.
Mm-hmm.
Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello, that's right.
Yeah.
Cabello. She pronounced the L's.
Okay, so speaking of the Emmys, some things happened pre-Emmys. On Sunday night, there was a little altercation between Tom Arnold and Mark Burnett.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, he's a producer of Survivor and Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes, you were like all in on this little feud that was going on.
Well, yeah, because Tom Arnold is very anti-Trump. And he says that Mark Burnett's got hours and hours of Trump being racist from footage that never aired on Celebrity Apprentice. And he wants Mark Burnett to release him. And Tom Arnold's even pitching a show where he's harassing Mark Burnett to release the tapes.
Wow.
Well, they were at a charity event for that pre-Emmys celebration. And Tom Arnold says that he was attacked by Mark and is pressing charges. And Arnold says that he was provoked. Okay. So speaking of the Emmys, let's just roll into that. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel was the big winner last night, and although a lot of people said that the jokes weren't fantastic, that the award show was kind of boring, there was a highlight of the evening, and that was a proposal on stage.
Jan, you wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife. This is the ring that my dad put on my mom's finger 67 years ago. Jan, I want to put this ring that my mom wore on your finger in front of all these people and in front of my mom and your parents watching from above. Will you marry me?
I want to play that in its entirety later when we have more time.
Yes.
Because it's like a good 2 minutes and then she comes up on stage.
Yeah,
but the crowd's going nuts. Nobody knew it was
going
to happen.
Oh, wow. The internet was going crazy.
It was a really cool moment. And that's the guy who directed the Oscars. I think he won directing for best variety show.
It's director Glenn Weiss. So.
He directed another award show.
Yeah, and he won the Emmy for directing the Oscars.
He won an award show for directing an award show.
Isn't that funny?
All right, we'll talk about that more coming up in the 7:30 Dirty and that proposal. But
thanks,
that is
Lorraine.
Your Dirty for now.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the Dirty at kiss951.com.
Wait, was that the Touch Tones?
Well, I believe it was.
Touch Tones, call number 9. 704-570-9595. The Five Sauce Ultimate Experience, y'all.
So the show was rescheduled for Thursday night, and it was rescheduled to a new venue. It is now at the PNC Music Pavilion in Concord. So if you guys are ready to go, do the whole experience, meet the band, sound check, watch the show, call now. Caller number 9, good luck. By the way, like Roy said, we have tickets all morning long.
Every hour.
Every hour.
Every hour.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So, did you guys hear about this football player who on Sunday retired at halftime?
So I didn't see it, but I do know the player because he played for the Dolphins while I was a cheerleader.
Oh, it was such
a cool
story.
So he's pretty old and it's probably time to retire. That's the moral of the story. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, there's some truth to that. Football is a very brutal sport, and you know a lot of these players are having, you know, head injuries and brain damage and stuff like that, unfortunately. So when you do have a career and you've escaped injury, maybe it is time to hang it up.
Mm-hmm.
Vontae Davis, his name is, and he plays for the Buffalo Bills, Roy, and he played the first half of the game and then didn't go out for the second half.
That's so awesome.
But he released a statement. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I've
read it. He said, "This isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL. But in my 10th NFL season, I've been doing what my body has been programmed to do. Get ready to play on game day. And I've endured multiple surgeries and played throughout many different injuries throughout my career. Over the last few weeks, this was the latest physical challenge. But today on the field in the first half, it really hit me fast and hard. I shouldn't be out there anymore.
Wow.
I meant no disrespects to my teammates, my coaches, but I hold myself to a standard mentally, and I always expect myself to play at a high level. But physically, I knew today that that wasn't possible anymore. And I had an honest moment with myself while I was on the field. I just didn't feel right. And I told the coaches, man, I just don't feel like myself. And truthfully, I don't want to sacrifice my Sundays anymore, basically is what he's saying. It's in parentheses. I do not because the season is so long and it's important for me and my family to walk away healthy, then willfully embrace the warrior mentality and limp away too late.
Yeah.
Whoa. Limp away too
late.
That's
crazy that he just had an epiphany during the game. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Well, I can't tell you how many times when I was playing football, I had that same thought.
You hate sports.
I know. Halfway
totally
in,
different reasons.
I was like, I'm tired. I want to go home. I'm done.
Can I just watch Friday Night Lights rather than play?
I wonder, his brother plays in the league too, or played in the league. I don't know if he's still playing.
Yeah, I don't know either. He goes on to say, this is interesting. This was an overwhelming decision, but I'm at peace with myself and my family. I choose to be grateful to God for allowing me to play the game that I've loved since I was a boy and turned 30 years old. I chose to be grateful to God for being part of the NFL and making lifelong friends over the last decade. There were roadblocks and pitfalls along the way, but I'm grateful to God for all this because he doesn't promise any of this on us, and it's not an easy journey.
Oh, is he 30 years old?
Yeah.
Is that young to retire at 30?
No. Well, here's the thing. Different positions for football. He's gotten a lot out of it. I think the average player plays for 4 years.
Oh, that's it?
Right? It's really low, whatever it is.
In different positions, like running backs especially, get beat up pretty hard. Quarterbacks tend to be in the league for a long time. Tom Brady's been in the league 100 years, I think.
There's some elite quarterbacks that have never left. You know, feel like they're there forever.
It's funny, too, because he thanks God tremendously, like 4 or 5 times at the end of this statement, Vontae Davis, after he retired at halftime during the Chargers. And last night, Michael Che said that the white people who win the awards aren't thanking God enough. And he goes, and it's true. And Colin Jost goes, at the Emmys. He's like, when you win an award, white people don't thank God enough. That's why my mom, doesn't watch the award shows.
Funny. That is pretty funny.
That's one of the things, too, at the Super Bowl. Remember, like on the prop bets, the MVP, who will he thank first? Mm-hmm. His family, his teammates, or God?
Yeah.
And it's always God. Anyway, good for Vontae Davis quitting and letting it go, man.
I love that it was in the middle of the game. Like, did the announcers get a heads up, or did he just not come back and everybody was wondering where he was?
So I checked Twitter, and the official Buffalo Bills beat writers were saying that they didn't know he'd retire. They just said, we are being told that Vontae Davis got back in his street clothes and has left the building. Mm-hmm. He will not return for the second half.
I bet everybody was so speculating.
Oh, yeah. Like, there was a fight with a coach. Like, everyone thought that there was something bigger.
Yeah, that's the coolest way to quit, though.
Oh, I love it.
Is classy like that.
Super classy.
But think about it. I mean, he went through the entire week's preparation, Roy, read the playbook. I don't know if the game was in San Diego or not. Or no, they don't play in San Diego. L.A. The Chargers are in L.A. now. That might have something to do with it, too. Forget this. I'm going to go hit the strip. I'm going to go shopping. I don't want to get beat up.
But that's like me starting the show at 6, and then like at 8 a.m., I just leave.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just not feeling it anymore.
I'm quitting.
I'm out.
I can't handle this show.
A really cool move, man. All right, good for Vontae Davis. Congratulations to him. We wish him well.
Still to come.
Congratulate our friend Elizabeth in York. She won for her daughter, who loves 5 Seconds of Summer, the ultimate experience. You get to go backstage, hang out with the boys, soundcheck experience. We're doing it every hour here on the MRL Morning Show.
Still to come, your shot at $500 in our Wake Up and Win contest. I think if you did your name later in the show, you're probably in good shape this morning. We haven't called the name out yet. And speaking of names, up next, one morning show member, MRL family, somebody in the studio made an awesome list. We'll tell you who that is and what the list was, and we'll read the little excerpt off the list, too. It's all coming up in under 10 minutes. You got to hear it. Congratulations is in order.
This is is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Which MRL show member made a very prominent Charlotte list? We'll tell you about that in 60 seconds. But we got to remind everyone, if you're a 5 Seconds of Summer fan, and you know you are. In fact, my neighbor Spencer goes, who are those guys? And then I told him about Youngblood. He goes, oh, I know that song. Yeah, that's an awesome song. And 5 Seconds of Summer, the fans, you guys love the band. That's why we're hooking you up with the ultimate experience. You get to go to the show, get to see the sound check, get to watch them warm up before the show in a private little sound check party. Then you get to go backstage and hang with the boys.
Very cool. We're doing it every hour. I mean, it's just nonstop giving away on this morning show on top of Wake Up and Win.
$500 is yours. We still haven't given that away. So if you put your number, put your name in for Wake Up and Win, we'll call out a name coming up. I would say within the next hour or so, you'd be in good shape. Congratulations, Loren, goes out to who? Let me make a timpani right here, because yep, this is a big deal for us. We love big deals.
Yeah, we do like we do love a good fanfare.
We do. Congratulations is in order for our very own Roy Brown. Roy was named one of Charlotte Agenda's 30 Under 30 class of 2018.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was just released this morning, and I went through the list and saw way more qualified people than me. And so now I feel feel like I don't belong.
Yes. Congratulations, Roy. It is a very diverse list. But Roy's got a little profile on there.
Oh, I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so what's it say?
It says Roy Brown. Roy is dominating the airwaves of one of the city's top radio shows and making an impact through community work. And then it has his title.
Did you write that?
No, I guess they did.
Well, good to know that they think we're a top show in the market. That's thank you, Charlotte Agenda.
We are. We're number one.
His favorite restaurant is Ruru Tacos and Tequilas.
Love that place.
Did they guess or is that?
No, 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 no. He had to fill out a little profile from here.
Yeah, no, I filled out the rest of this stuff. I wrote. I
catch him
in
at Taco Bell
for an authentic Mexican experience.
Crying in his car
because they know my order by heart. The staff there.
Okay, so let's read here. I'll be quiet. Go ahead.
Okay, it's got his favorite book on there, Good to Great by Jim Collins.
The book I'd recommend to young leaders, which, by the way, I didn't know what to recommend to young leaders.
Tell me you Googled
that. I quickly had to read a book.
Did you just Google it?
I know things like Where the Red Fern Grows, and I'm like, I can't recommend that.
His favorite book is Dr. Seuss.
Cat in the Hat, One Fish, Two Fish.
And that's the other thing. I secretly wanted to be really funny in this and, like, do stuff like that, but right. I didn't know if Charlotte Agenda
would understand it.
Yeah, so I try to make it as official as I could.
Yeah, things are lost in translation when you put them into text,
right.
So I think you did a solid to yourself by going the...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Then it says, what advice would you give to your 21-year-old self? And what I wanted to say was like something like that wasn't that long ago. Like I wanted to make a joke about that, but I made it nice.
This is the advice that Roy would give his 21-year-old self. Listen more, take the time to learn as much as you can. The more you can do, the more of an asset you will be. Also, start financially planning your future. It is easy to rack up debt in your 20s when in reality you should be focusing on becoming debt free.
Dude, that's solid. Look, now it seems like I deserve to be on that list.
I mean, is that Dave Ramsey's Instagram bio?
He just Googled everything.
Wouldn't that be awesome if, like, and my book was Dave Ramsey's book? It's just all Dave Ramsey.
Roy Brown's favorite book, How to Make a 30 Under 30 List.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude.
Yeah.
They got a picture of you on there. Are you happy with the picture? Did you have to send it or they pick it?
Oh, I sent the photo. Yeah. So I sent one of Rick Belden's photos because he does great work.
Right. Right after we lost the 100, right after we shredded the 100 pounds.
Yeah, it is me a little lighter. I am a bit lighter in the photo.
Uh-huh. Good.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Who else made the list? Any other prominent people that we should know? If you're just joining us, Roy made Charlotte's 30 under 30 list from Charlotte Agenda, puts it out every year.
And I want to know who nominated me, because you guys say you didn't, and Sterling says he didn't. And,
Oh, you have to be nominated.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you have to be nominated. And I reached out to them, the people at Charlotte Agenda, and they said a listener did.
Whoa.
But I don't know who. I don't know. I kind of wish I know what was said about me. You know, I hope it wasn't like, well, he gives Five Sauce away every hour. Nominate Roy.
Well, it's clearly good. It's all good, you know.
Who else was on that list?
Tucker Harris. Let's see.
Tell us some jobs.
Okay. CEOs on there.
Yeah.
There is, I can't remember her name. I got to click through some of these, but the creator of Policy Handbags is on there, which is the clear bags that you take into the like NFL college games.
Okay. That person's from here?
Mm-hmm.
That invented that? Good.
And then there's this guy named Tim Griffin. He's the founder and CEO of an app where you can, like, order food through smartphones. It looks like he's giving a TED Talk or, like, a keynote.
He looks like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he deserves to be on Charlotte Genesis 38
to 30. Does he have the headset?
No, he has a microphone. Mm-hmm. But, like, I look at the list, and I'm like, oh, man, when I go to, like, because the alumni of the Charlotte's 30 Under 30 gets together, and I'm like, I'm going to be the weirdo standing on the crowd. We have very successful people, and then Roy.
Yeah, be proud, buddy.
Yeah.
Good for you.
A lot of good people in there. A lot of great Charlatans.
Good.
Been nominated. And then I did say the leader that I looked up to most is Gary McFadden. I don't know if you guys know who that is. But I think he's the sheriff now, and he's so cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you would for sure put Quagmire, our boss.
No, I don't. He's not a show leader I look up to. I don't even think he's not even from here.
He's not from
Minnesota.
All right.
Congratulations, Roy. Good for you. We'll put this up on our socials. You can go see the picture of Roy.
Absolutely.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
At the MRL Show at, what are you, Roy Brown on your Instagram?
I'm Kiss Roy Boy.
Kiss Roy Boy. That's right. You can go follow him there and go tell him congratulations. So we've been pronouncing two celebrities' names wrong. If you missed us talking about it earlier this morning, we'll tell you about those celebrities, which ones they are. Two very popular celebrities. Plus, another person on the show that's not Manny says someone's saying their name wrong. We'll get into that coming up in 5 minutes.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 so I can hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in your phone.
I'm kidding. Yeah. This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
I am so amused because you say that there's a morning show member that we've been pronouncing their name wrong this entire time.
I know I have, and I'm pretty sure you probably have too. Two celebrities say we've been announcing their names wrong. Here they are.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Tygen.
Tygen?
Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I told you, it's Tygen.
That, of course, is Chrissy Tygen, not Chrissy Teigen.
Holy macaroni.
Yes. Doesn't that blow your mind?
It does.
And then there's another celebrity that we've been saying wrong. Now, Roy says that we say Rihanna, because we all say Rihanna,
mm-hmm.
and he says it's Rihanna. That's how she says it.
Yes.
So that's always been on our minds. But there's another singer, and it's Ariana Grande, who's actually Ariana.
Will your professional name become Ariana Grande Davidson, or you'll just keep Ariana Grande?
I don't know. I feel like I'd like to eventually just be Ariana.
I mean, we can make the call
but also
right
Grandy,
now.
The next album will be entitled
Ariana.
I have to keep Grandy because my grandpa.
Keep
Grandy.
What?
Grandy.
Ariana Grande.
That just sounds like how Roy's dad or great-grandpappy would say it. Ariana Grande over there. Yeah. She's, you know. Married to that Pete Davidson, Ariana Grande.
To keep Grandy because my grandpa, I think of him with everything I do. And he was so proud of our name. I should keep it.
Wow. Yeah. Ariana Grande and Chrissy Teigen, everybody. Welcome to 2018, September 18th.
And you know what? That's going to take a while to get used to.
But see, now I want to make sure I always call them by their like
their
Chrissy
real
Teigen
names.
And Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
But Somebody said, though.
Yeah, they've never really corrected us, so they must be okay with it, which obviously doesn't make it right because it's the, like, truly Americanized way to say it, which is what I run into, too.
That is the gem of all gems, Roy. We have been saying Loren's name wrong.
It's not Loren?
No, my first name is Loren. My last name, everyone says Marola, and it's actually Mayrola.
He's making stuff up.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
I'm still not 100% that you're actually Loren. I still think you're Lauren. And now I know you're messing with us.
No, I Mayrola. That's how you say it in Italian.
I'll tell you Italian. What, that Loren Mayrola.
Doesn't it? It sounds more Southern that way, too.
It sounds very Southern.
Mayrola.
But the E is A in Italian.
Loren.
I want to know how much the percentage of her Italian. I'm
By the way, her class was canceled last night,
it
right?
It was. Yeah, mm-hmm. we didn't have class.
Well,
last
what
night.
What does your teacher say?
Mayrola, probably.
Mayrola.
So Mayrola is what I use for my like work life because that was my maiden last name, but on my class roster it says Strayer.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm going to take up something
but
with you.
He does
you.
Call me Laura. Laura.
Oh,
that's
nice.
The translation.
I'm going to take up something with you, though. I feel like Loren has said Mayrola.
Oh, I say it all the time.
Okay, so
yeah.
You go with it like Christy,
exactly.
Like Chrissy
so
and
that
Ariana.
Is my point.
Wow. I have an announcement today. I'm actually Roy Brune and not Roy Brown. I've been really keeping that in the entire time.
It's actually a hard W. Roy Brown.
Yeah. Brown. And to be very honest with you, I didn't even know what the pronunciation of my last name was until I got older. Like, because everyone in school, as a child, you just kind of go along with whatever your teachers say, too. Because that's, I mean, really, you don't call Dean Maney at home, unless he's in trouble.
Right.
You know, but he gets called Dean Maney more at school. So my entire life growing up, with Mayrola, I just assume that's the way that you said it.
Does your husband know this?
Yes, now he does. I mean,
now he does.
As an adult, well,
I mean,
I learned.
Is he listening?
No. What does your mom say her last name
she
is?
She says Mayrola.
Well, it's Mayrola. It's
but
not
that's
Mayrola.
Not the proper way to say it.
Would your great grandfather be upset like Ariana Grande's?
Probably.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Don't upset great grandpa.
You don't upset great grandpa.
Over there in Italy.
Making his
ravioli. The godfather, yep.
Making his raviolis and
hold on.
Do not say you do the good godfather.
I was listening to the podcast, the NRL show, and I heard someone say Loren Mayrola. I'm here to make something clear.
Oh,
ask me what I'm going to make clear.
What are you going to make clear,
Grandpappy?
It's crystal clear.
Uh huh.
It's Loren Mayrola.
Loren Mayrola. So she made up the Loren part.
I'll tell you what, that whole thing is a big lie.
Laura. Laura is how you say it.
Laura Mayrola. That's how you say it.
It sounds like we're from Boston now. Laura Mayrola.
It didn't work.
I remember when I was watching her learn to drive. I said, Laura Mayrola, park the car. Laura Mayrola, park the car. How about them Red Sox?
You know what? Just say it the way you've been saying it this whole time.
Still to come.
It doesn't even sound good in Italian.
Laura Mayrola. I want my mom to say that. I'll record my mom saying it because that'll sound super northern. Lara Mayrola, who's that? All right, what you got coming up in the dirty there, Lara?
All right, so one of those celebrities that we have been mispronouncing their names got a new product out. I'll tell you what it is coming up in 10.
Ariana Grande, thank you so much for being part of the MRL show this morning. Right now, though, those touch tones mean it is time for us to give another 5 seconds of summer, five sauce, ultimate concert experience right now. Caller number 9.
704-570-9595. You get into the sound check. You get into the backstage area to meet 5 seconds of summer, and you get into the show. 704-570-9595.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
By the way, Loren, if they don't get in right now, don't freak. We'll do it again in the 8 o'clock hour and in the 9.
Yes.
And we'll have more for you tomorrow as well.
Very true. All right, so Ariana Grande. And if you think we're saying her name wrong, the joke's on you because we've all been saying Grande wrong this entire time.
Damn. I don't know. I feel like I'd like to eventually just be Ariana.
I mean, we can make the call
but
right
also,
now.
Grande, I have to,
the next album I have will to, be no, entitled no, no. Ariana.
I have to keep Grande because my grandpa, I think of him with everything I do. And he was so proud of our name. I should keep it.
So Grande is the correct pronunciation of that. Ariana also has a new fragrance coming out called Be Grande.
Is it?
Yeah. She just filed paperwork for the licensing for it. She also has Cloud out right now. This will be her sixth fragrance coming out, and people are thinking that it'll be a gender-neutral fragrance. But, yes, yeah, so we've been saying her name wrong this entire time.
By the way, since we've been discussing this, Frankie, her brother, has come out with something, and he put a slash over the E-Roy, making his last name Grande.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Frankie Grande.
Okay.
That's not true, y'all.
It's
just
not.
So you know.
Chrissy Teigen, we've been saying wrong this entire time, too. It's actually Teigen.
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen.
She addressed that on the red carpet to the Emmys last night. We'll get to the Emmys in just a moment. But Christy Alley says that, you know, all these rumors about John Travolta being gay is not true. She said that she actually had a relationship with him, and they used to date. However, they never actually moved furniture together.
I heard that a long time ago. There was a rumor that he was gay, but he's married.
Yeah.
His kids, mm-hmm. You know, and they would think at this point now, if he was, maybe he'd be happy. If he's in the closet and unhappy, I feel bad for him. That's all.
Here's the thing. To each their own, it's not our story to tell. So when he's ready mm-hmm. to tell it, if that's the case.
If there's anything to tell. Yeah.
If that's the case, then that's his thing.
I have a friend who's straight but very metrosexual, mm-hmm. and people always think that he's gay. Mm-hmm. In fact, like when I told someone that he's got a girlfriend, they're like, what? Are you serious?
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself. Okay.
No.
All right.
Nick
Jonas, he, of course, is a very successful musician and actor, but he's also adding playwright to his resume. He just wrote his first dramatic play called Dessert First, and there was a table read, and not only was he there, but his fiance was there and his brother Joe for the table read as well. So hopefully that's something that we'll see come to fruition. And last night at the Emmys, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel was the big winner of the night. And there was some jokes, I guess, made. A lot of people said that the comedy fell flat last night, that they weren't really into it. But the highlight of the evening was Glenn Weiss, who is the director of the Oscars, who proposed to his girlfriend on stage.
So this is it, and we can't play it in its entirety, but you get a little bit of a gist. Here you go.
I'm really grateful to be here, but it's bittersweet. The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
My part of my heart is broken. I don't think it will ever be repaired, but she's in me, and she always will be. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life, and Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Ooh, that was awesome. This is a crowd, dude.
Let me write that down. That's a good line.
I didn't want to call you my boyfriend because I wanted to call you my husband, he would say. Make sure you get that part right, Roy.
I got it.
Yeah, well, I'm proposing.
His phone is obnoxiously going off.
No one's phone's going off.
I'm telling you, I'm hearing dinging, and it's driving me crazy.
Not mine.
All right.
But yeah, so no. We're all hearing weird things in our headphones. But that would be like something I mess up. I'm like, I don't want to call you my girlfriend, Sterling.
I'm going to call you my girlfriend.
Sterling's like, what?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I'm so nervous.
Let me start over.
Yeah, I've ruined it all over my palm, and now it's sweaty, and I've lost the words.
It's all dripping off. Should have written it in Sharpie.
Okay, Loren, thank you for the dirty.
You're welcome.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Sponsored by The Funny Bus.
On Kiss 95.1.
Grant, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you are calling from Ballantyne and playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yes, that's right.
Have you ever played before?
I have not.
Did you watch the Emmys last night?
Most of it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's see how you do, Grant.
Okay, sounds great.
Throw her out of the studio so that we can throw you this tour on the Funny Bus, Charlotte City Comedy Tour. You and your friends, if you beat Loren, we'll get 8 tickets and your choice of 2 bottles of champagne.
Nice. So, all right, Lorraine, get out.
I'm going.
All right, Lorraine is leaving the studio.
Lorraine, slam the door because somebody said, Somebody said the other day, you don't leave. They go, ha ha. So yeah. Cute. She never leaves the studio, and she does. Go.
There it is. And typically we film this, so you can actually watch her leave the studio. But she is out. She cannot hear the questions.
You believe she leaves the studio, don't you, Grant?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. She's gone. Here we go. Question number one. Everybody thought the Biebs and Haley Baldwin got hitched after they were seen at the courthouse. What's Haley's uncle's name who plays President Donald Trump on SNL?
Alec. Baldwin.
Okay, question number two. There's been an adorable pet pig in Ariana Grande's Instagram stories lately, and this has people thinking that her and her fiancé have adopted a pet pig. Who is her fiancé?
Oh, man, my wife here today. Gosh.
Three?
The guy from SNL.
Two? One, no answer there, Roy. Carrie Underwood is pregnant, and she's married to Mike Fisher, who plays what professional sport?
Hockey.
Question four. Kelly Clarkson announced her new tour will kick off in January, and it's going to feature the voice champ, Bryn Cartelli. True or false, Kelly was Bryn's coach on NBC's The Voice.
True.
And question five. Over the weekend, Eminem dropped his diss track against what rapper that called his daughter hot back in 2012?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Come on in, Loren.
It's a tough...
Okay. By the way, other morning shows are now coming out and wanting to know why I'm slamming doors.
To prove a point to our listeners who don't believe us.
Could you hear it in here?
Yeah, we heard it.
You knocked stuff off the wall. We hear it.
Grant got four correct.
Okay.
I think you knocked K104.7 off the air.
Oh, yeah. They were the first ones that were looking at me.
All right, Loren, let's see how you do. Question number one. Everybody thought the Biebs and Haley Baldwin got hitched after they were seen at the courthouse. What's Haley's uncle's name who plays President Trump on SNL?
Alec Baldwin.
That's right, 1-1.
And there's been an adorable pet pig in Ariana Grande's Instagram story lately, and that's got people thinking that her and her fiancé have adopted a pig. Who is her fiancé? Who is the piggy daddy?
Pete Davidson.
That is correct. Unfortunately, no answer. Grant did know it was someone from SNL, though. Oh. It's 2-1.
Pete Davidson was what we were looking for. Question three, Carrie Underwood is pregnant. She's married to Mike Fisher, who plays what professional sport?
Hockey.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
And Kelly Clarkson announced her tour is going to kick off in January and will feature the voice champ Bryn Cartelli. True or false? Kelly was Bryn's coach on The Voice. Three?
I'll say true. I don't know. True.
That is correct. It's currently 4-3.
Question number five. Over the weekend, Eminem dropped his diss track going against what rapper that called his daughter hot back in 2012, the rapper's name is?
Machine Gun Kelly.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you win.
Grant.
Great job, Loren.
I can't believe the Pete got you.
I know.
All right.
Need to watch more SNL.
There you go. Grant, let me hear it before we let you go, though.
I'm Grant from Charlotte/Valentine, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Grant.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You too.
See you, buddy.
You too. There he goes.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
I think you leave his head high with four, correct?
Yes.
Now,
we are the morning show that busts cheaters, but there's a lot we got to get to.
We do have a lot to get to, including $500 could be yours and Wake Up and Win. We haven't given that away. We have more ultimate prize pack for ultimate concert experience for 5 seconds of summer to give away.
And my Uber driver wants me to play War of the Roses with them. See if someone's cheating.
Does he think he's being cheated on?
You'll have to find out with the new War of the Roses coming up in 5 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Roy, your Uber driver is on the phone?
Yeah, so I have Mark. He was my Uber driver. I got in, and he's a big fan of the show.
What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys?
Mark, big fan of the show, loves War of the Roses.
Love it.
And he thought he'd get a kick out of it if he's been dating this girl and he wanted to do War of the Roses with her. But, Mark, you said that she's not cheating. You just think this would be funny?
It'd just be fun. I've always wanted to be on a program, especially this segment, and just want to get a kick out of it, you know, whatever.
You're not the only one that's come up to us and said that. Like, a lot of people are like you know, I know they'll send it to me, but let's just do it, you know. Yeah. Just in case there's that 1%.
I'm certain there's nothing. I just thought it would be fun, get a little kick, you know.
Yeah, man.
Surprise, come on the show, you know.
What's your girl's name?
Kara.
And how long have you guys been dating?
We've been dating for about 3 months.
3 months. So yeah, it's still new.
Cool. Yeah,
still
that's new. Fairly new.
Okay, well, then I guess what we'll do is for fun, we'll dial up. We've never done this before, so we'll see.
Is she a fan of the show, too?
I mean, I played it when she's in the car with me a couple times.
All right.
Yeah, so
I'm
we were in the.
As big as me, but. You know.
Did you give him 5 stars, Roy?
I did give him 5 stars.
Mark?
So I got in the car with Mark, and he wanted to call Kara to tell her, and she was like, she wouldn't pick up the phone. So,
Okay.
Yeah, so she well, doesn't. Probably work so she in our favor, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so she doesn't have any idea.
She's probably busy with her boyfriend.
So she's not like she's expecting us to call like that.
All right. We're going to do the full thing, just like it's a real war. So don't say anything until we find out who she puts on the card, okay?
Cool.
All right, Mark, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kara, please.
This is Kara.
Hi, Kara. My name is Nikki. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Kara, we are opening a new division of our company, and we've got man packages that we're giving away through a social media tag contest. You know, you like the post, you tag 2 friends. Well, one of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected your number to get a man package to send free of charge to someone you love.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's got some cigars in it, bottle of bourbon, dinner for two. I just need a name of somebody you'd like to send these to, and then I'll get all of their information here in a moment.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to send it to Richard.
To who, I'm sorry?
Richard.
Did you say Richard?
My husband, Richard, yes.
What the hell?
Hello?
Kara, that's... your boyfriend, Mark.
What the hell?
You're on...
What's going on?
You're on War of the Roses with the Mandy Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Why did I know this was going to happen?
Oh. Kara, you have a boyfriend and a husband, clearly?
Oh, this is so embarrassing.
you're married?
I mean...
How long you been married?
Yeah, married... I've been married for almost 10 years. We've been on a break for the past 4 months or so. I mean, I met Mark on Tinder. I totally thought he knew that I was married.
Did not know.
Okay, hang on. Kara, why did you... sorry, Mark. Kara, why did you think that Mark knew that you were married?
Well, I mean, I don't return his texts. There is phone calls very much. I never stay over. He's never been to my place. I thought he knew and was just kind of into the whole thing. He told me he loved me the other night. I was like, oh, don't say that. I'm not into it.
Okay, so Kara, hang on. So you and your husband were broke. You were on a break and now you're back together? Or
we're trying to work things. We're trying to work through things.
You have kids?
We do. We have 3 kids.
I feel awful. I mean, Mark...
3 kids?
Oh,
you're married? Mom. Oh, my God.
And, Mark, you had no idea, huh? Because she completely reads it differently.
Yeah, because I thought her not, you know, returning my calls. I just thought she was just a cool, not clinging girlfriend. I didn't know that she...
Explains why she didn't answer the phone.
Yeah.
When you called, yeah,
oh my gosh,
with her husband.
So bad, though. Like, you really thought she was going to send... You had no idea anything was going on. You thought she was going to send the package to you and come to find out this.
Do you spend the night with your husband?
I mean, yeah, but we're not always in the same bed.
But you're in the same house. So some nights you've left Mark's place, gone home, and gotten in bed with your husband.
Sometimes, yeah.
Oh, double dipping.
Mark's a riot, though. I mean, Mark, dude, I don't know what to tell you, bro. I mean, are you going to, Mark, are you going to continue this?
No, man. That's crazy. She's got kids.
Well, and if she's trying to work it out with her husband, I mean.
Well, she's not trying to stop it.
She's working out without me. This is insane. I can't believe it.
I mean, Kara, were you going to call it quits with Mark at any point?
I mean, I was going to see where it went with my husband. I mean, I didn't want, if it didn't work out, then, you know.
Oh, my God.
If it did work out, I would have let him know. And by the way, Mark, the car seats in the back of my car aren't for my nieces. They're for my youngest.
Oh, my God.
All right. All right. Wow. Thank God Roy jumped in this car, huh?
Yeah. I just feel awful.
I know. But, hey, you know the rule. Now you know. All right. Well, good luck with everything, you guys. Mark, sorry about that.
It's okay.
All right.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Still to come, $500 could be yours and wake up and win. Hopefully you signed your name up using the Kiss95.1 app or heading over to the website.
Also, the ultimate five sauce experience. You know, we did this with Charlie Puth. We went to go see the sound checks, and it's really, really cool because you get to see them kind of not perform, just more. It's like intimate. It's like them talking.
It's like their warm-up.
They're figuring things out, and it's a really cool experience. You get into the sound check, you get backstage to meet the boys, and then you get tickets to the show. Listen every hour this morning for your chance to win that.
That, by the way, was Roy Brown, at Kiss Roy Boy on his socials. Also, Loren, what's very big for Roy today?
He was nominated to be one of Charlotte Agenda's 30 Under 30.
Congratulations,
Thank
Roy.
You. I appreciate that.
Woo-hoo!
That was my excitement this morning. We recorded. I really appreciate that. I'm very honored. And
we're proud of you.
I asked Charlotte Agenda who nominated me, and they said a listener did. And I really appreciate that, guys. I love you guys. I consider you my family, you two and the MRO Radio family. And to get this award or list or nominee, I don't even know what you call it, but thank you so much.
Have fun at the party tonight.
Yeah, man. We have a Charlotte Agenda 30 Under 30 party.
What time's
and
that
he's
go
so
off?
Excited because now we can go every year.
Oh, I know. We get invited every year.
Yeah, I know. It's like winning winning an Oscar. You get to go back. Loren, you know he hates being out late. What time do you think this party starts?
7.
Is it 7?
No, it's luckily 5:30 to 7:30.
Oh, look at you. That's your heaven.
I'm good.
Oh,
and you know,
man.
It's my
happy
move?
Hour.
My move is to show up late and leave early.
What are you going to wear?
I don't know. I'll probably wear nothing too formal, just something kind of nice, you know.
You got that sweater vest look going tonight?
Should I do that?
Yeah, I think you should. That's good for 30 under 30.
You think so?
Don't you, Loren?
I
mean, I
don't
give fashion advice.
I don't think it's going to be too hot today.
No, okay, I'll sweater vest it. That's fine.
You should.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much. We have the, it's up on my socials at Kiss Roy Boy, and of course, I think it's up on our website, too, where you can see all of Charlotte Agenda's 30 under 30, because even though I'm on there, there's way more qualified people and CEOs and talented Charlatans that's on the list.
Area code 828 just sent a text message. Congratulations, Roy. A lot of people sending congratulations on text, 704-570-9595. Carrie from Rock Hill said that War of the Roses, I about died when he said he was double dipping. Poor thing. That was a dirty move. And that was true. So War of the Roses was Roy's Uber driver who thought he would want to do War of the Roses on his girlfriend Kara just for fun. Turns out Kara's married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, kind of taking a break, but still married.
Something he didn't know.
And here's what we need to ask you guys. You've got to get on the phone super quick with us right now because we've talked about this before. And I don't remember, and I think it differs with everybody. What's the rules on when you're separated in a marriage? Can you and do you have the right to go out of the relationship without telling your significant other? Because you're separated. Yeah. Not divorced, but separated. 704-570-9595. If anybody has a ruling on what you do when you're separated in a relationship, in a marriage, can you dip out and not tell your significant other? Because what do you owe them? I don't know.
Well, I think it depends on the terms of the separation. Like, are we separating because we need some time away from each other because we're about to kill each other and we're going to go to therapy and try to work through it? Or are we separated with the intent of getting divorced?
I think if you're separating... Hi, Roy.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not married, so...
I know. You're just on the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But I think if you're married and you're trying to make things work, you should not be cheating.
Well, I saw an episode of Grey's Anatomy. And there's two people were married and they went through a separation. And the rule was you had to sleep in a different room. You couldn't date other people. And you literally just had to live and work.
Were they trying to get back together, though?
Yeah, they were trying to work
on
it.
Okay, so that was the end goal.
Okay, but what if they weren't trying to get back together? Do you owe it to your significant other to tell them?
Well, I think sometimes there's separations where, like, there is no end goal yet. Like, let's just separate and see what happens. And that's the situation that I'm most interested in, what is okay.
704-570-9595. Maybe y'all can dump a little knowledge on us.
Let's bring in Dave from Charlotte. Dave, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. Hey, Dave. Hey, make sure you turn your radio off and talk to us through your phone. We're in the future.
That works.
All right, yeah.
Easier.
Yeah, man.
What do you want to say about dating while separated in a marriage?
It depends on, Lorraine was right. It depends on what you guys overall goal is. Are you trying to figure things out? Because my lady and I separated for a time, and I told her, like, look, I want this to work. We kind of got off on the wrong foot. Let's see if we can put our heads together. And, you know, we worked things out. It took a couple months, but we're fine now. And there's other times you separate and you're like, F this, I'm done.
Did it? So it didn't work out for you?
Yeah.
Oh, it did?
We've been back together for 2.5 years now.
Good.
We got 2 out of our 3 kids together.
See, there you go. And I feel like if something were have happened while they were separated, it would be harder to get back together.
Mm. Yeah, I there's probably something to that too, Loren. Roy, I'll do this one for you. Kenny Oshie?
That's right.
I think I can actually pronounce that one. That's the one you should attack. Kenny Oshie, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to say?
Well, I think in marriage, God says, you know, till death do us part. So, you know, people should take that serious.
Right.
I mean, just because you're separated, I don't care for any reason. That's just how I feel about it. I don't care for any reason. You're still married in God's eyes.
Right.
What man says, you're still married.
I mean, that's a really good point. That's why I'm so curious about what happens in marriages when there's separation, because you bring that aspect into it, too. Thanks so much for listening and chiming in. How are you doing down there in Lancaster after the storm?
Everything is good. Thank God we didn't have more damage than we did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driving around this morning, and it's like nothing really was going on.
Good. Okay. Very good.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, okay?
All right, you too.
Kenny Oshie. Cool name.
All right, let's talk with Dana and Charlotte. Dana, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing really well. We're just reeling in from this War of the Roses. What do you think about a separation?
Well, the separation honestly depends on either party, where they're at mentally. I mean, my friend right now, she's going through a separation, but, like, she has tried for years to get him to, you know, change. But, like, once she finally separated, she was done. And so she was ready to date other people.
Yeah.
But he was, like, all mopey and, you know, like, I want to work it out. But she was, like, done.
Did she tell him, though, when she was dating other people?
You know, she's kind of trying to keep it under wraps because it's so new and she really likes her new guy.
Mm.
So she's kind of keeping it.
That's interesting, huh? Dating other people and he doesn't know. They're still married, separated. That's what I was talking about.
For sure, but she doesn't have the intent in going back to the relationship.
No, but maybe he does.
No, she has no intent. But see, it's not going to work out. There's absolutely no way that it's going to work out just because he's just not the right guy for her.
Yeah. Right.
She just deserves so much better. She's like a 10 and he's like a 4.
So you're team new guy, aren't you, Dana?
Oh, yeah, team new guy for sure. I've known her since I was in the 7th grade, and so...
Okay.
Wait, but don't you feel like that's a rebound? Do you think that relationship is going to pan out, being a rebound?
You know, I don't know. I just think that she's happy right now.
Okay.
Lorraine, why are you trying to ruin a good thing?
I'm just asking because that's the next, you know, phase. Like, you break off this marriage.
Dana.
Now you're seeing someone else. That person is the rebound.
True. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say you're separated and you do have intentions of working it out, but you sleep with someone else. Is that technically cheating?
You would have to tell your significant other
but
that
is
you
that
did
cheating?
That. Lorraine?
Yes, it's cheating.
Is it?
Yes.
Because you're separated.
Yeah, well, it's cheating according to Lorraine.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss95.1.
So you went online to kiss95.1.com or easier done. You just went to the Kiss95.1 app. You saw Wake Up and Win. You told us what time you woke up to the MRL Morning Show. And you're just waiting for us to call your name.
So at 8:15, Leslie Mueller of Charlotte wakes up with the MRL Morning Show. So, Leslie Mueller, we're looking for you. We want to give you $500.
704-570-9595. Leslie Mueller, call us right now and make sure you tell producer Nicole you want your $500. Good luck.
Wake up and win $500 cash with the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
We are looking for the big winner to win $500. You went to the website at kiss95.1.com or went to the app and signed up, told us what time you want, that you listen to the MRL Morning Show. And what name did we call?
We're looking for Leslie Mueller.
Leslie Mueller, is this you?
That is me.
Where are you calling us from?
I am calling from my car. I have to give my son props for signing up for us. We listen to you every morning. I'm not sure it's appropriate to listen to War of the Roses, but hey, we won $500, so we're excited.
Right. That makes it all okay.
That's right. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to Roy. I saw that he is listed on 30 Under 30 this morning.
Oh, yeah. Agenda. Yes, thank you so much. Charlotte Agenda's 30 Under 30. It was a huge honor this morning. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah, that's exciting.
Less about me, more about you, because you won $500.
I know.
So do you split the money with your son now? What are you going to do with it?
I know. I was thinking about that. I really should probably give him everything. The only thing he really wants to do is go to 5 Seconds of Summer this Thursday. So I think I'm going to have to make it happen for him.
Well, yeah.
Even though it's on a Thursday night, school night, he's not, you know... It's not appropriate either, but...
Starting to play Leslie off now. The music's getting hotter. Leslie, I'm playing you off with the loud music. Time is up. No, I'm joking.
But hey, you have $500 to get him those tickets. Thank you so much for being part of the MRO Radio family, and I hope you enjoy the money.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, we're super excited. Thank you so much.
All right, hold on a second. There she is, okay. Leslie Mueller. Another shot at $500 tomorrow morning with Wake Up and Win.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Ariana Grande.
Grandy,
yeah.
She ended up skipping the Emmys last night, and the reason was to heal and mend, and her fiancé, Pete Davidson, decided to skip the award show as well, even though preliminary seating charts did show that they would both be at the award show.
So last night's award show opened up with Kate McKinnon from SNL and Kenan Thompson coming out on stage. It was basically SNL because... Michael Che and Colin Jost hosted, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then Fred Armisen and Maya Rudolph, they did a skit throughout the whole thing.
It was a big SNL reunion.
It really was. Yeah. And nobody mentioned Pete.
Right.
So I think they backed off of it. Mm-hmm.
Do you think Michael Che and Colin Jost is like us? Like, they have to be together, otherwise they don't work? Like, if one of us is gone, it just doesn't work.
I kind of think that. Like, it wouldn't have been funny if it was Michael Che without Colin Jost.
Right?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
Dame Hardison.
What up, Che?
Man, your character as Dwayne Wayne on A Different World. I don't think you realize how many young brothers you actually inspired to go to college.
Well, I'm glad you went to college, bro. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, because I went to college.
That was where he was giving away Oscars to other African-American actors who'd never won them.
Yeah. By the way, since we're talking about the Emmys, do we want to talk about the proposal that went on last night?
Surely.
Glenn Weiss, who is the director of the Oscars, won an Emmy, and he took the opportunity to propose to his girlfriend.
I'm really grateful to be here, but it's bittersweet. The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. My part of my heart is broken. I don't think it will ever be repaired, but she's in me, and she always will be. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life, and Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Yeah, that was awesome in the crowd. super excited.
Yeah.
It was a genuine moment, and sometimes you don't have those at the Emmys.
Yeah, and the internet was going crazy, too. By the way, we were talking about Pete Davidson. He just showed off two new tattoos, one of Winnie the Pooh and one of a sketch of a little pig, and everyone thinks that Ariana and Pete did get a pet pig, and the pig's name is Piggy Smalls.
The bad news, Piggy Smalls is going to be Piggy Biggs. It's going to grow.
That's your dirty.
All right. Thank you so much. Quick break. When we come back, we're going to relive a 60-second chit-chat where we call random places, and we have 60 seconds to do one thing. This one thing is when we went, in honor of the Emmys, when we did our Oscar acceptance speeches.
Yep.
So in honor of the Emmys last night, we'll play our Oscar acceptance speeches as we call random people. You got to hear it. It's hilarious. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
You know, when you hear those touch tones, be caller 9 for the Five Sauce concert experience. Caller number 9, when you hear the touch tones... Wait, what was that?
I think those were the touch tones.
Those were the touch tones? Okay. 704-570-9595. The Five Sauce Ultimate Experience gets you into the sound check backstage and to the show.
Who's touching our tones?
Yes.
Come on, time's up. Quit touching our tones. How dare you? Call number 9 right now, 704-570-9595. By the way, if you don't win now, don't freak. We'll do it again before we leave here at 10 this morning. And we have another 4 every hour tomorrow as well. The Ultimate Five Sauce Concert Experience. Go to the show. Go to the sound check. Most importantly, hang with the band. Get you a good picture.
All right. So it's called 60-Second Chit-Chat. It's where we call unsuspecting people, and we try to keep them on the phone for 60 seconds. We come up with a topic, and we got to stick to that topic.
And only that topic. This is in honor of the Emmys last night. When the Oscars happened in March, Loren, we called, and this is so awesome because we're listening to this for the first time again in months. I don't even remember. We all have to call the same spot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where we called, but I'm dying to find out. And you go first, Loren. See if you could keep someone on the phone for 60 seconds while doing your Oscar acceptance speech.
What am I? Awards.
Oh, we called an award shop.
Yeah, trophy shop. That's right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this award. You know, all my life I've been looking for something, and I feel like I found it with all of you. I want to thank my husband, my son, my mom. It hasn't always been the easiest of roads. But we did it together, and we got here. And I want to thank the Academy for really believing in this genre. I just... Thank you.
You didn't make 60 seconds, only 40 seconds, and he held on without saying a word.
Yeah, and it felt like forever.
All right, we all called award shops and trophy shops and made our Oscar acceptance speeches. Here we go. Here's Manny. That's me.
Trophy?
Oh, man, this is amazing. Where do I start? I'd like to thank, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God. I'd like to thank my family for putting up with me. I love you, honey. I would like to thank the Academy for this award. What an amazing achievement.
He's just sitting there.
I'd like to thank the producers, the directors, all the people that did all the timeless work and effort behind the scenes that you guys don't see. Have I forgotten anybody? Gosh, I'm going to get off the stage. I'm going to forget somebody. Oh, I'd like to thank, this is really, really important. I'd like to thank Roy Brown for believing in me, because if it wasn't for him getting me going from the start and like telling me that I had the ultimate goal, then I wouldn't be here. Thank you so much. Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I forgot about that guy. He's so drooling. <drooling. laughs>
He was waiting for that moment.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. How many? 57 seconds.
50. You should count that. That's almost a win.
You know what's so funny is they do that. At the award shows, they mention somebody that nobody knows, right. And that's the inspiration behind them.
Yeah. Yep.
Like when Leo DiCaprio gets up there and goes, I want to thank James Douglas. You don't know who he is, but he was a major inspiration in my life. And you're like, that's cool.
That is cool.
All right, Roy Brown, you normally win these things, the 60-second chit-chat. Here we go.
Thank you for calling the Trophy. This is Emily. How can I help you?
Oh, wow. First off, I'll try to make this quick because I know they'll play me off with the music, but I'm so honored to be holding this trophy, this award. If I would have known back in 1992 when I was born in the Blue Ridge Mountains with barely any money, that I'd be here on the phone and accepting an award, I've worked so hard to get where I am, and it's definitely with the support system of my fellow cast members, the producers, the writers. It's just such an honor to even be here. My family, I remember as a little kid, I was all of, 15, and I got into the acting business, and my parents, they gave me money to go out to L.A., and without that, I wouldn't even be here. So thank you. Thank you so much for this award. Thank you. Thank you. What's your name?
Emily,
thank you. I appreciate you. Because without you, I wouldn't have this award to begin with. And everyone's going to think that's a bit strange that I'm egotistical and I have a mantle with trophies. But okay, I get it. I'm getting off stage. Thank you guys so much for this award. God bless. Good night. Was that good?
That was amazing.
All right, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Thank you for making my day better.
All right, winner, once again.
He wins them all.
A minute and 30 seconds, and she was so happy to hear from him.
Oh, man. Why do people stick on the phone for me?
I don't know. Let's go back real quick and listen to Loren, because she got hung up on.
And I want to thank the Academy for really believing in this genre. I just...
That is so different than Roy's. She loved you.
She's like cheering me on.
Yeah. Loren hung up. All right, congratulations to our five sauce winner. We'll do it again next hour, and we'll hook it up with the ultimate concert experience. Quick break, though. When we come back, did you hear about the man in Germany who was asked to leave a restaurant? We'll tell you why he was asked to leave the restaurant. Then, of course, we have to turn it over to you guys and find out why you are asked to leave someplace, any place. We all have stories. We'll share them coming up in under 10 minutes.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Today's National Cheeseburger Day.
That's exciting.
For me, it is. I've been thinking about nothing but a cheeseburger since 6 a.m. when I read that. It's also Rice Krispie Treat Day.
Oh, I'm more excited about that.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm equally as excited about both.
Do you know, the strangest thing with Rice Krispie Treats, if I buy them at the store, it's okay. But our vending machine has amazing Rice Krispie Treats. And I don't know what is different about it besides the fact it's bigger and it's softer. I don't know.
It is pretty soft, the ones in our vending machine.
They seem like super fresh.
Yeah.
Whereas the one when I buy at the store is hard and...
You mean the one that's wrapped and you can see it? Because the ones that we have in the vending machine come with the official logoed wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the ones that I buy in a box.
I think Starbucks has the best ones, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Those are always soft.
Mm.
I don't like a soft Rice Krispie treat. My mom makes them homemade.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, she sent really it down? Today's the day.
Yeah, we can ask. Yeah. I mean, I did win Charlotte's 30 Under 30 with Charlotte Agenda. Maybe she should reward us with Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, maybe she can make them in the shape of a 30.
Yes.
Yeah, 30s. So where were you thrown out of? 704-570-9595. Maybe it's a restaurant like this German triathlete that was banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant after he reportedly ate nearly 100 dishes. The Ironman competitor went to a sushi place and paid $15 in German, $19 American, for as much Japanese food as he could eat. The former bodybuilder sat down at his table and started eating, allegedly managing to put away almost 100 servings, the equivalent of 5 people.
Wow.
Each plate is believed to have 2 or 3 pieces of sushi on it. The restaurant owner said he eats for 5 people. That's not normal. So we banned him and threw him out of the restaurant because he had abused the all-you-can-eat rules.
Wow.
So we ask you, What were you thrown out of? 704-570-9595. I know a lot of people that are MRL show family members are like, okay, Manny, go ahead. What did you do?
Have you ever been thrown out of somewhere?
I have, but I'll let someone else on the show step up and go first if he or she would like to.
Yeah, I'll kick things off. I may or may not have been kicked out of, should I say the name of the place?
Sure.
Cinnabar in Arboretum.
What's Cinnabar?
It's a movie theater that there's a bar in.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend and I, we were going to the movies and we were really early. So we wanted to sit at the bar first and have a couple drinks. Well, I had just flown back, shocker, from Fort Lauderdale. And my ID was in my travel bag and I didn't have it with me. And they asked me for ID at the bar. And I told him I didn't have it. Well, I guess I was like badgering the bartender at that point. I was like, come on. Like, I'm 32 years old at that point. Like, yeah. I'll tell you my birthday. Like, can I show you my Facebook page? And I guess I was annoying him. So the manager came over and asked me to leave the bar.
Whoa.
And go straight into the movie. But at that point, I was so mad. I was like, no. I was like, if I can't drink here, I want refunded for my tickets. We'll go somewhere else.
Did you get your refund?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
The movie hadn't started yet.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a Denny's once.
For what?
Well, I had some drinks, and you know, after a night, you go to Denny's to maybe to sober up some. And you remember back when table football was a thing?
Yeah.
Remember when that?
Yeah, you kicked the paper or the napkin.
So somehow we were playing with the little sugar packets on the table at Denny's, and I don't know how it escalated to us flicking things at other people and using all the things on our table to play games with.
Mm-hmm.
But it started annoying people, and they said, hey, stop it. And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. We're just having fun. Meanwhile, I am intoxicated. And then so they kicked us out, and so I may have pushed all the stuff that was on the table into the floor and left.
That's so dramatic.
That is dramatic.
I was so angry. I was like, fine. If I can't be at Denny's, they had to just shove it all into the floor.
Then you come back
out.
And you're like, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to do mine now because mine had handcuffs involved.
What?
Ian, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan and Charlotte kind of has a similar story. Ryan? She jumped on with Ryan.
On the phone.
Can we talk
Ryan.
To Ryan? Is he good?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy. Okay, so tell everyone what happened to you. Where'd you get thrown out of?
I got thrown out of the Philadelphia Eagles Stadium.
And I got thrown out of the Meadowlands Stadium watching a Jet game.
Okay.
So I'll piggyback on Ryan's story. Go ahead. What did you do?
So I got thrown out for fan code of conduct. We're coming up the escalator, getting ready to go into the game before kickoff. And a buddy of mine sees a guy walking in the opposing jersey. So, you know, immediately we're getting ready to attack him. And
attack
him! My buddy uses the word a-hole.
Oh.
And as we all start chiming in, the next thing you know, I have 10 undercover cops around me getting ready to put me in handcuffs.
Whoa. Undercover cops? A-hole. I didn't even realize there were undercover cops at games.
Oh, Philadelphia. Ryan is one of 75,000 Eagle fans that are brutal. Roy, they booed Santa Claus off the field once.
Why?
Remember
what
that, Ryan?
What did Santa Claus do?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Ryan and the rest of them booed Santa Claus off the field.
I don't know if I'd be able to handle
boo
that.
Santa.
Michael Irvin, who was a Cowboys player, this is a famous story. Ryan, why don't you tell Roy what you guys did to him?
Well, when he got hurt, we cheered for him as he was getting carried off the field.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Well, they're
Eagles fans. Are you now a Panther fan? Have you traded your allegiance to the Panthers?
I have not, but, you know, I did just go to the Dallas Panthers game so that I could go and heckle all the Dallas fans on behalf of the Panthers.
Oh, there you
so,
go. Thank you. Know you. We appreciate
you know,
that.
Ryan, then you are one of the people that I was kind of scared of because the Cowboy players were praying towards the field near us, and everybody was, like, screaming at him. I'm like, he's trying to pray. Can you let the guy get a prayer out?
He was probably
Holy
praying
cow.
Because people
Thanks,
were yelling
Ryan.
At him.
I felt so bad for the football player.
All right. We got more people on hold. Erica, Nick, our buddy Josh in Lancaster's on hold. You guys hang tight. I'll share my story similar to Ryan's. I got code of conduct, handcuffed, Jet Stadium. It's pretty embarrassing. I'll tell you what I did, and we want to hear your story. What were you thrown out of? What were you banned from? 704-570-9595. I cannot believe that I am the father of a 5-year-old who goes to kindergarten. I have to tell a story about being handcuffed. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
The 5 seconds of summer ultimate concert experience could be yours in the next 15 minutes. Make sure you're listening to the MRL show.
So when did you get kicked out of something?
Okay. Maybe you got handcuffed.
Yeah, just like Ryan, who we just spoke with, who was at the Eagle Stadium and got handcuffed for code of conduct, breaking the fan code of conduct. I did the same at Giant Stadium, Roy. The Jets played at Giant Stadium. They shared a stadium years ago in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
So I was young. I was in college. And the Jets were so bad a lot of the time that like we didn't want to watch the game anymore. So we were all the way at the top of the stadium. We sat in the 300 section. And it wasn't just me. It was a lot of people. We used to have like these spiral kind of corkscrew or...
walkways.
That round up, Roy, so that, you know, people don't have to take the escalator. You could walk up
in
a circle.
They're called helix, but yeah.
Okay. And they were hollow in the middle.
Okay.
So what we would do is there would be people down below. What we would do, me and other people, would throw money into the middle of this pit that was surrounded by chain link fence.
Okay.
And the people, the kids and everybody down below would look up at you and they would be tempted to go get the money. So we would throw in dollar bills. We'd be like, that's a 20. Go get it.
You guys are so dumb.
And when they would jump over the fence, we would whip beers and hot dogs.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I've got a bone to pick with you, Jets fan. Because when I was a Dolphins cheerleader, you guys were the only team that would throw bottles and bottle caps on the field. And that is now why we do not allow. We take your bottle caps from you at... Hard Rock Stadium.
I wasn't even there.
But
this wasn't
see.
My idea.
It's a Jets thing.
Well, I was so dumb. I went last. I threw a soda down at the kid, missed horrendously, and got picked up from behind. Now, they put you in handcuffs as they walk you out.
Whoa, that's
so cool street. That's right. Embarrassing. I was going to say cool street cred. I was walking. I was like, that's right. That's right. I'll fight for the Jets.
And I'll do it again.
And I was like, if the team was better, I'd be watching the game. Let go of me. Anyway, they handcuff you and they let you out of the building. And they say, you know, we'll see you, you know, 2 weeks. Don't do this again.
Huh. Whoa, that's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Slap on the wrist, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, 5 of us got busted.
Okay.
So... And it was funny though. Get the money, get the money.
Did it take a police to the wall to get up to the top?
It was the security.
Oh, okay.
The yellow jackets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our buddy Josh from Lancaster. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo. How are you, man? Long time no talk. How are things in Lancaster after the storm?
It's a mess, man. It's a mess.
You working hard?
Yes, pretty much. Yes, cleaning up trees and stuff like that. That's got to be cleaned up out the roads and the sideways and everything. It's just something that's got to be done, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Be careful. Be safe.
Definitely. Give you a laugh this morning. Buddy of mine that works with me, he's got a little brother that went to work at a tire shop down here in Lancaster. And the first day on the job, he told me he could go buy new tires for me, and you know, just give him a hard time. So I go over and I talk to the guy and I tell him what size I need. He's like, all right, what kind do you need? And I said, well, I need the tires with the most tread. He goes, well, what do you mean the most tread? I said, well, normally a good salesman will count the treads on the tire and tell me how many is on there, and I'll tell you if I want to buy it or not. So this boy gets this tire down and starts counting the treads. And the manager comes around the corner. He goes, what are you doing? He says, I'm being a good salesman. I'm telling him how many treads is on the tire. He's like, what? No, you don't do that. Get out of here. Go find somewhere else. Get your tires.
That's funny stuff, Josh. Thanks, dude. Thrown out of a tire shop.
Erica in Albemarle, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Hey. Where did you get thrown out of?
Whenever I was in high school, my brother, he wrestled for West Family, and we had a match at Mount Pleasant High School. And for whatever reason, they had... both teams sitting on the same, like, bleachers, the fans sitting on the same bleachers, and we happened to have some Mount Pleasant fans behind us, and they were saying some pretty ugly things, and I had a young cousin with me, and she got scared. So I turned around and said something to the family that was behind us,
And then my mom stood up and was like, you want to take this outside? So then my daddy stood up and was about to get into it with them. And we all got escorted out of a high school wrestling match. The cops came and made sure that we left the premises. So yeah, we can't go back to Mount Pleasant.
How did the wrestling match turn out? In your favor?
Well, my brother won his match. I don't know about everybody else, but it was kind of embarrassing for him because... You know, they're like,
God,
your family's crazy.
No, and you're not alone. Erica, how are things in Albemarle after the storm?
Actually, it flooded pretty bad up here. That's what we heard. There was a couple bridges washed out. Like, Rocky River, like, between Stanley and Anson was, like, really bad. Like, completely flooded out at that bridge.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It could be worse, though. Thankful for, you know, what we did get versus what we could have got.
Sure.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right, Erica. Thanks a lot. Say hi to everybody out there. We wish them the best, okay?
All right. Have a good morning.
You too. You too.
I guess a lot of people get thrown out of places for falling asleep because we're getting a ton of text messages.
Really?
Yeah. 704. I don't know if she wants me to say her name. She put it in the text message, though. Amber from Monroe, she said she got thrown out of a bar in Mississippi for falling asleep. And then 980 said, apparently you're not allowed to fall asleep in Steak and Shake. I was kicked out for that.
Yeah, I mean, the restaurants aren't beds. I mean, yeah.
You're
kicked out for falling asleep.
Not a hotel room.
Nick and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man, where'd you get kicked out of?
There's an American Legion in Monroe. And
That's where
I can go.
That's where, like, war veterans go and stuff.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
And I'm prior Marine, and this dude's like Vietnam Navy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And he's hammered.
Okay.
And I'm like two Jack and Cokes in. It's me, my old Army buddy, we call him Mama Duck, and my mom with me. Now, it's Memorial Day. We got to cook out and whatnot. And this dude looks at me, sees my Marine tattoo, grabs my halfway sideways hat, and just starts racking my head like a dog and saying, man, God bless the Marine. I'm like, yeah, he got pinned against the wall. My buddy caught my arm, and he picked me up and carried me up.
He just got a little too rough with you.
I'm cool. You can sit there and talk all the junk in the world you want. But when you grab the hat on my head and pull it down over my nose, start shaking my head side to side, that's a no point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you banned from that place now, or are you allowed to go back to the American Legion?
Nah, I'm done. I wasn't even there an hour. I really wasn't even there an hour. I got two drinks. And I sat there, looked over at my buddy, and next thing I know, this dude's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh.
Hey, thanks, Nick. And thanks for your service, bud. We appreciate that. You know that. There you go. Nick.
Perfect. Well, we got to get more stuff to get to, my friends.
Yes, we do. You ready?
Oh, wait. Were those the touch tones?
Yeah.
We've been playing touch tones all morning. Call now, 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You get the total 5 saws of VIP experience.
A concert experience that you can only win from the MRL show. Tickets to the show on Thursday night, which was rescheduled. Plus, you get to go to their sound check, which is like their warm-up before the show. That's not all. You'll get to meet the boys and hang with them backstage. It's the ultimate 5 saws VIP experience. Call number 9 right now.
704-570-9595. Good luck from Kiv.
Want more of the MRL Morning Show? Go behind the scenes with our weekly Rap Party podcast. Access it with the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.